at a shopping mall. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A busy shopping mall in an Indianapolis suburb, the site of a mass shooting Sunday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Police say a man armed with a rifle opened fire in a food court. It killed three people before an armed civilian shot and killed him. Two other people were injured during the attack and taken to the hospital. Multiple magazines of ammunition and a suspicious backpack were found at the scene.
Police praising the 22-year-old who was legally carrying a gun for stopping the shooter. On Sunday, the Texas state legislators addressing residents directly about the report findings regarding law enforcement's response during the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more from New York.
The legislative committee chair, State Representative Dustin Burroughs, talked about systemic failures found on that deadly day. He said the officers in the building did not act to prevent death.
And they should have done more, acted with urgency. Try the door handles, try to go in through the windows, try to distract him.
And while they did not blame suspended Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who was said to be the incident commander, Burroughs said the committee found
there was a lack of effective overall command that day.
The committee said it now realizes the vulnerabilities at Robb Elementary also exist in more of the district's schools.
Steve Bannon's contempt of Congress trial beginning Monday with jury selections. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Former President Trump advisor Steve Bannon was charged by the Justice Department with two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with the subpoena to appear before the January 6th committee. Ahead of today, Bannon's attorneys tried to get the trial delayed. The latest request was based on leaked audio recordings of Bannon predicting Trump would declare himself winner even before election results were in.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck tied the knot.
Ben and Jen say I do. TMZ reporting that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck tied the knot Saturday night in Las Vegas, with court records showing the couple got a marriage license in Clark County, Nevada. Bennifer famously reunited last year, 17 years after calling off their first engagement. This is J-Lo's fourth time down the aisle and the second time for Affleck. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Residents in Saginaw, Michigan owe lots of money in unpaid water bills.
City officials in Saginaw, Michigan will resume water service shutoffs today after a pandemic moratorium that was put into effect in March of 2020. In May, Saginaw officials said they would be ending the moratorium, giving people time to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance. The city manager says the amount of overdue water utility payments grew from $1 million last summer to $1.6 million as of May, putting a dent in the city's budget. Saginaw temporarily lifted the moratorium in June last year and tried to start collecting payments from about 750 households, some with water bills in the thousands. They reinstated the moratorium less than a month later. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
More Americans are transitioning to electric vehicles as gas prices remain high.
Secretary Buttigieg said himself during an interview on Thursday that the price of electric vehicles still needs to come down before most Americans can afford one. But he added with enthusiasm this, quote, "We're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where even if your car payment's a little higher, your gas payments will be a little lower and you come out ahead." But according to a piece published by the New York Times last week, quote, "electric cars remain much more more costly than their gasoline counterparts and are out of reach for many buyers, even when the fuel savings are factored in.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.